From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Not one Republican senator voted for the health care overhaul bill early Thursday morning. It passed on a 60-39 party line vote. House and Senate negotiators will work on a compromise bill in January that merges the two health care bills into one, so a final bill can be sent to President Obama to sign into law. Some major differences remain. The House bill contains a so-called government insurance option. The Senate bill does not. There are also differences over abortion restrictions in the two bills. President Obama is spending Christmas in his home state of Hawaii, but before leaving the White House, he and the First Lady recorded a holiday greeting for the country. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama used his weekly address to send a kind of video Christmas card to the country. He acknowledged the year just ending has been a tough one, with many families struggling to put presents under the tree or just to keep a roof over their heads.
But even in these tough times, there's still so much to celebrate this Christmas. A message of peace and brotherhood that continues to inspire more than 2,000 years after Jesus' birth. The love of family and friends. The bonds of community and country.
The president also saluted American service members who were spending the holiday far from home, and he encouraged all Americans to show their support for the U.S. military. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A massive winter storm blasting the nation's midsection is being blamed for at least a dozen deaths, most of them due to slippery roads the night before Christmas. Blizzard warnings are in effect for parts of 10 states. Airports in 3 states are closed, including Texas. At least one traffic death is reported in Dallas from the snow and ice. Bill Siebel with member station KERA in Dallas has more.
A blizzard blew through the entire northern top of the state earlier on Christmas Eve day. It spread from the panhandle in the west and on to Wichita Falls. That's where a pileup of cars and trucks was so bad that part of Highway 287 was shut down. High winds and snow then gusted into Fort Worth and east into Dallas, then beyond. Roads wet from early rainfall turned to ice, hidden by sticking snow. Hundreds and hundreds of wrecks are already reported in Fort Worth and Dallas. DFW Airport remains open, but at least 150 flights have been canceled. Officials warn passengers to expect delays of up to 4 hours for flights not already canceled. On Wednesday, North Texas experienced temperatures in the 70s. For NPR News, I'm Bill Siebel in Dallas.
In China, the country's most prominent dissident was sentenced to 11 years in prison for campaigning for political freedoms. The stiff sentence for Liu Xiaobo on subversion charges was immediately condemned by rights groups and Washington. Liu helped organize a petition signed by hundreds of dissidents calling for political reforms and was out in front in the pro-democracy protests on Tiananmen Square in 1989. This is NPR. A piece of Israel's history died this week, along with Yitzhak Aronovich, the 86-year-old captain of the Exodus ship. The Exodus, carrying thousands of Holocaust survivors soon after the end of World War II, was forced to return to Germany. Linda Gradstein has this report.
Aronovich, known as Ike, was the captain of the Exodus. Its journey inspired a novel by Leon Uris that was turned into a classic 1960 film starring Paul Newman. In 1947, the Exodus left France with more than 4,500 passengers, most of them Holocaust survivors, in an effort to secretly reach the coast of Palestine. At the time, Britain was in control of the area and was limiting the immigration of Jews. The British Navy seized the vessel off the coast of Palestine, sparking fighting on board that left 3 people dead. The ship was forced to return to Germany. The fate of the Exodus inspired sympathy for the refugees who had survived the killing of 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. Aronovich will be buried tomorrow in northern Israel. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
A Vatican spokesman says a woman jumped the barriers at St. Peter's Basilica at the start of Christmas Eve Mass and knocked down Pope Benedict as he was walking down the main aisle. Bystanders say the woman appeared to be unstable. The Pope apparently was unharmed and continued the Mass. In Bethlehem, thousands of pilgrims descended on what Christians believe is the birthplace of Jesus. They've been greeted with traditional choruses and rock bands. The Holy Land's top Roman Catholic clergyman made his traditional holiday visit from nearby Jerusalem. In a scene underscoring the area's fragile peace, he entered the Palestinian-controlled land through a massive steel gate. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.